What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, the bloodshed continues. Now, this article was sent to us by Master Chef Neo the Outflanker, and it's coming piping hot out of the oven as it was published on the 24th of March. Minnesota man stabs wife to death during Bible study. Bible study. A place where people gather under the protection of the Lord. However, this man decided, I'm going to send you straight to hell. Wow. Just wow. A deranged Minnesota man with a violent past. Oh, you know they got to take the chance to throw him under the bus. Stabbed his wife to death during a family Bible study at a relative's home earlier this week, officials said. Well, like I said, whenever they describe a man who commits, or should I say, puts on the mask, they always have to denigrate him. And of course, we all know the standard operating procedure of putting all of his violent past out later on in the article. Robert Castillo, 40, of St. Paul, was charged with second-degree termination of his wife, 41-year-old Corinna Woodall, after reportedly knifing her repeatedly at a St. Paul residence at around 9 p.m. Tuesday, according to the Ramsey County Attorney's Office. Wow. You look at this guy's mugshot. You look at the tattoo on his neck. Yeah, he does fit the profile of someone who will stab the shit out of you. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! When they arrived at the house, they found Woodall with severe stab wounds to her torso, chest, and arms, and Castillo pinned down to the floor by several people, CBS Minnesota reported. Woodall, a mother of five, or as Terrence Pop would say, a serial bad decision maker, was taken to Regents Hospital where she was pronounced offline. Castillo's sister told investigators that she hosts a Bible study at the home on Tuesday nights for members of the family. Woodall and Castillo arrived uneventfully and sat next to each other on a couch, according to a criminal complaint obtained by the news outlet. At one point during the meeting, Castillo whispered something into Woodall's ear and then allegedly stabbed his wife repeatedly, according to the complaint. Now, I wonder what he could have whispered into her ear. Maybe it was something like, you're mine. Or, today's the day. Who knows? Family members sprung up and tackled and disarmed Castillo. One witness told police if they had not gotten the knife away from him, they believe he would have stabbed more people. I don't think so. I think he got his intended target. He caught her slipping. He made her feel comfortable in a comfortable place with family members around. And that's when he decided to take matters into his own hands for whatever issue they were having. Woodall's death was officially ruled a homicide by the Ramsey County Medical Examiner's Office, CBS Minnesota reported. After his arrest, Castillo told investigators he and Woodall had been legally married for a couple of years and lived together in Golden Valley up until a month ago. He declined to say why the couple no longer lived together and then demanded his attorney, according to the complaint. Castillo's brother, who was also at the Bible study during the stabbing, told cops Woodall and his brother had been having marital problems. Well, the question I would immediately have, what was the source of those marital problems? Now, it doesn't go into whether or not the kids were his, or, well, we can pretty much surmise that they were legally married for a couple of years, and she has a mother of five. I don't think any of those kids might have been his. But hey, stranger things have happened. Maybe one of the kids' baby daddies was, sniffing around. Who knows? But we're going to go ahead and say, you know what? That might have possibly been the source of why he decided to put the mask on. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in a relative's home around family. I gotta go with a 10 on that because she thought she was safe. Method of execution, obviously the hot butter knife of doom. Psychological impact, I'm going to give that one a 15 right along with the method of execution. Why? Because the family members witnessed it go down. And of course, for the brutality factor, I got to give him a 15 on that as well. So, Robert Cuddy Castillo gets a score of 55. Gentlemen, once again, the bloodshed will continue. The way things are in this society, more and more men are deciding to take matters into their own hands for whatever reason when it comes to wives and girlfriends. Hey, let me reiterate, we live in a society that continuously promotes female fuckery. And guess what? There's going to be a counterbalance. There's going to be a balancing of the scales. Hey, whatever that balance is, that's for that individual man to decide. But I rambled on long enough. Read the article if you so desire. Let me know what you guys think. And women around the world, no matter what setting you find yourself in that you think you might be safe in, understand the power you think you have will go out. Feminism and the idea that there's always going to be this invisible force shield is going out right along with it. Because in this woman's case, there were men there, and she still got juked to death. That's what I'm saying. When the time comes, no matter where you think you are, no matter how much protection you think you have, nothing will stop a determined man who's decided that you're the bane of his life. Mr. Castillo, he's going in the cage. But guess what? You're going to the morgue and you're going into that pine box. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.